Chapter 1. Hear ye, hear ye. Faith Mortimer's voice echoed throughout the valley, down Main Street, and straight into a charming cure as she announced the day's headlines from the Whispering Falls Gazette. Be on the lookout for a storm brewing. Have you ever noticed the dark purple skies during storms? This message is brought to you by the Wicked Good Bakery. Be sure to stop in and get your peppermint scone. Be sure to stop in Glory Bee. Petunia Shrubwood has reported to our very own police chief, Oscar Park, that there has been a huge increase of stray animals. They are not animals from souls. They are the real, live, furry creatures. Be sure to keep healthy by taking your daily vitamin potions from A Charming Cure. Tell June you heard about this ad and get 10% off. Whispering Falls Gazette is running a special. Get 4 weeks free with a 6-month paid subscription. See Faith Mortimer for details. Immediately, I grabbed the Magical Cures book and tuned out the rest of the morning paper headlines. I had a few minutes before I had to open my homeopathic cure shop, A Charming Cure, to make a quick protection potion. By the sound of Faith's report, something big was about to happen, and I definitely wanted to be prepared. Not that I thought I needed protection, but you can never be too careful. Faith could have been talking about anyone. Following my finger down the index in the front of my book, I honed in on my intuition to see which protection spell spoke to me. Like always, the print on the right potion became bold, standing out from the rest. Aha! I quickly turned to the spell. A level 28 spell. Level 28 was a stage I had just started to work within and wasn't having a whole lot of luck in doing so. But I hadn't given up yet. As we say in the spiritualist world, practice makes perfect. I read the ingredients. 4 cups of spring water, 1 tablespoon of powdered iron, 1 tablespoon of vervain, 2 tablespoons of sea salt, 2 tablespoons each of frankincense and myrrh, and a pinch of ground ostrich feather from a live ostrich. The feather might prove to be a bit of a challenge. Walking behind the counter, I ran my finger along the shelf of ingredients to see if I happened to have any ostrich feathers in stock. Of course not, I sighed, but eyed the sleeping white cat nestled on my stool. Mr. Prince Charming, I sang. His fur would have to substitute. I plucked a tuft from his tail. Meow! Mr. Prince Charming darted under one of the round display tables. The tip of his white tail was the only part of him that could be seen beneath the long, red-draped tablecloth. His tail slowly dragged on the floor. Chicken! I blew a puff of air toward my bangs to get them out of my eyes. Besides, you're my fairy godcat, not a scaredy cat. I stood back and threw a pinch of vervain into the bubbling cauldron. Shielding my face with my hands, I snuck a peek through the slits of my fingers. My potions had a habit of blowing things up. The emerald-tone tonic frothed, turning an onyx color and letting off a black pepper smell, circling around my fingers and up my nose. So far, so good. I fanned my hands in front of my face. The charm bracelet jingled and jangled in the air. A little smoky, sure, but nothing tragic. Mr. Prince Charming yanked his tail completely under the table, making me a little uneasy. I looked down and grasped my turtle charm, then gently touched the Celtic knot, dog charm, and the small owl. If something was about to happen, Mr. Prince Charming would have dropped a charm at my feet or on the counter to keep me out of harm's way. I was just being paranoid after all those other incidents. Mr. Prince Charming had shown up on my 10th birthday with the turtle charm on his collar, and it wasn't until a little over a year ago that I was told he had been my fairy godcat all this time. Fairy godcat. I glared at the table, more like a scaredy cat. Most little girls dreamed of having a fairy godmother like Cinderella. Well, let me tell you, that was not how it happened in real life. I got a cat. I let go of my bracelet, pushed a strand of my black bobbed hair behind my ear, and rolled up my sleeves to finish the potion. Grabbing a handful of salt, I threw it in with a chaser of natural spring water and Mr. Prince Charming's hair. Whoom! A puff of smoke shot up and hung over the boiling pot. It fizzed and popped, and slowly I stirred the frothy draft until the bubbles turned into a slow boil. I closed my eyes and took a deep breath as I tried to tap into my intuition for any insight of upcoming danger. Luckily, I have always had a wonderful sense of intuition, but going to Hidden Hall, a spiritualist university, for intuition school was one of the best things I had ever done as a spiritualist. Not only did it help me tap deeper into my gift, but it also allowed me to understand my place in the spiritualist world.